In a memo released last night, the pollster for the John McCain campaign, Bill McInturf, wrote that, quote, as other polls begin to show Senator Obama dropping below 50% and the margin over McCain beginning to approach the margin of error with a week left, all signs say we are headed to an election that may be easily too close to call by next Tuesday. Considering the source, it might be easy to dismiss that analysis. A series of polls nationally and in key battleground states show Barack Obama to be in good shape 6 days from Election Day. But the Washington Post reported today there appears to be an undercurrent of worry among some polling professionals and academics. One reason is the wide variation in Obama leads. Just yesterday, an array of polls showed the Democrat leading by as little as 2 points and as much as 15 points. Some in the McCain camp also argue that the polls showing the largest leads for Obama mistakenly assume that turnout among young voters and blacks will be disproportionately high. The campaign is banking on a good turnout among GOP partisans, whom McCain officials say are working hard to attract to the polls. And in an article entitled, Why Obama Has to Stay Above 50%, Republican political consultant Bill Greener wrote in Salon.com earlier this week that, quote, if history is any guide, Barack Obama, as an African-American candidate for political office, needs to be polling consistently above 50% to win. And in crucial battleground states, he isn't. WMNF spoke with Greener late last night and asked the longtime GOP operative what he's talking about.
If you go back and look at the elections in 2006, but probably more important, the elections in 2008, in primary after primary, the candidate, the African-American candidate, Barack Obama, performed very much like an incumbent performs. Specifically, if you look at the data, what happens is that when you close out the tracking polling right before the election and get a number for that candidate, that turns out to be pretty close to the number they actually receive on Election Day. And the undecideds break overwhelmingly in the direction other than the African-American or the incumbent. Now, I personally am, and I feel very strongly about this, the undecideds are not racist by any stretch of any imagination. If I were to describe them, I would say to people who have children, they would understand this, they are middle children. They are the people who want to offend no one. So they describe themselves as undecided, when in fact they're undecided only about whether they're going to go vote or not. Sure. And if you go look at the data, time after time, if Senator Obama is under 50% and the percentage of undecideds is larger than the number or the percentage that separates the two candidates, Senator Obama loses. That's true whether it's Pennsylvania, that's true whether it's Ohio, that's true whether it's Texas. Pick the state that you like. And again, to me, this is not a racial phenomenon as much as it is a statistical phenomenon.
Again, we're speaking with Bill Greener. He's a founding partner of the political consultancy group Greener and Hook, and he served as convention manager for the 1996 Republican National Convention. And Bill, in your piece, you also mentioned in terms of going back to 2006, if we could, a couple of races. Let's go to Maryland, where you have the Democrat Ben Cardin versus Republican Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele. What happened there, and how does this play out in terms of your thesis?
Same thing. The African-American, Michael Steele, who's a personal friend, in the tracking on Election Day, essentially got on Election Day what he was getting in the tracking. And
the same thing for Lynn Swann, the Republican, running against Ed Rendell. Excuse me, Ed Rendell.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing is true in the Corker-Ford race in Tennessee. But again, I think probably even more relevant than those races would be the 2008 primaries. Go back and look, and you'll see, using an aggregate from Real Clear Politics, of where Senator Obama stood on Election Eve, right, versus how he performed on Election Day, that the undecideds broke against him in ratios of 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, and no one can say that history is a predictor of what's going to happen come this election. election day. But what one can say is those are statistical facts.